We're back here on Giants.com with your special weekend two-minute drill, and we have some breaking news. Jason Pierre-Paul has been activated. He will play for the New York Football Giants on Sunday in Tampa Bay against the Buccaneers. Now, it remains to be seen what his role will be, how many snaps he will play, and how effective he will be. Tom Coughlin spoke to the media this week and made the point he hasn't tackled anybody yet. He hasn't really taken full contact in a game since last December. So it's exciting to have him back. We'll see what he can bring to the Giants in the field and hopefully spark a pass rush to get after Jameis Winston. Speaking of the game, Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo spoke to the media this week, and he talked about how the Bucs offense really starts with their running attack.
Getting the run game going, that certainly helps any quarterback. So he's a pretty talented guy. Big, tough to bring down, tough to tackle. I think our guys need to realize that. Hopefully we can. I think you got to stop the run first. We can't focus on him without focusing on number 22 first. He's really good. I've gone against him before. He's a legit running back in this league. So if we can do that and hopefully get a little pass rush like we're all talking.
Doug Martin having a resurgent campaign, really harkening back to his rookie year when he was Offensive Rookie of the Year, and he is dynamic. He can run, he can catch, he can do a lot of different things, and then Jameis Winston likes to go down the field to big wide receivers like Mike Evans. Defensively for the Giants, they will have their hands full. On offense for New York, offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, he knows that the Bucs defense have some players that can put the pressure on you.
They do a nice job of tackling the football. They try to get the ball out. They'll kind of try to wrap you up with one hand and punch and strip with the other. Turnovers is big for them. They like to be well coordinated and be on the same page with the variety of coverages they run. And they spend a lot of time studying your concepts from a pass game perspective, and they like to penetrate up front. It'll be a good challenge for us.
Gerald McCoy is their primary pass rusher. He plays the tackle position. He can get after the quarterback. The Giants will have to make sure they block him up to give Eli Manning some time to go after a secondary that has had some issues so far this year. Injuries for the Giants, no Prince Ubukamara in this game, no John Beeson in this game, Victor Cruz still out with the calf, and Larry Donnell with that neck injury, he will not play as well. So the Giants will have to figure out a way to replace some key cogs on offense and on defense. With your two-minute drill, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us.